glad to be here presenting our recent results and the interaction between DOM with pyrene as affected by DOM conformation changes. This is a postdoctoral program with Bao Shanxing. DOM is widely presented in the environment, and it affects the behavior of various contaminants greatly. The interaction between DOM and organic contaminants is generally described using a parameter KDOC. KDOC has been reported to be affected by various world chemistry conditions such as pH, ionic strength, and DOM concentration. As we can notice from this table, the literature review, we can notice that the DOM changes is affected by water chemistry conditions is not consistently reported, especially for DOM concentration effect. We can see in some of the articles, the authors attribute the effect of DOM concentration to experimental artifacts. So it could be interesting to think about why is this happening. We summarize the several of the reasons. For example, we say some of the important information is missing, such as the different stages of conformation changes, because in different papers, researchers are using a different range of pH, ionic strength, and DOM concentration. Therefore, in different researches, the conformation changes, the stage of conformation changes is not in the same, in the same stage. So probably it's not proper to compare the KDOC changes we got from the different literatures. A second reason is the experimental design need to be improved. Here I want to focus on the single initial concentration experimental design, because this experimental design is generally used to investigate the interaction between DOM and hydrophobic organic carbon organic contaminants. In this experimental design, the same concentration of solute was added into the system to examine the water chemistry effect on the interaction between DOM and HOCs. Well, if the condition is significant to affect the KDOC, in the equilibration, the free dissolved solute concentration is not the same for the two different conditions. But the nonlinear interaction between DOM and the hydrophobic organic contaminants has been reported. That means KDOC is concentration dependent. Well, in that case, the single initial concentration could be problematic, because the KDOC using this experimental design is not compared at the same free dissolved solute concentration. So in order to get a reliable information, we need to get a complete isotherm. Therefore, we compare the interaction between DOM and HOC based on the difference of the isotherm. That means a lot of work. We also, especially in the system to investigate the DOM concentration effect on KDOC changes. In this system, the KDOC, the difference of the KDOC as a different DOM concentrations could be underestimated because of the experimental design. So we developed a multi-bag equilibration system. Well, in this system, we put DOM solution of different concentration into different dialysis bags and put into one common container. In this system, no matter how much of the solute was bind with DOM, the equilibrated free dissolved solid concentration is the same. Therefore, the KDOC obtained using this system could be reliably compared. So we also go further think about another reason, which we say the dual M properties besides our besides the chemical properties could also be important to affect the KDOC changes, such as dual M conformation. Dual M conformation is investigated using various of techniques. Well, it's interesting to notice that the similar water chemistry condition was also reported to affect KDOC changes significantly, pH, ionic strength, and dual M concentration. But there's no work to say if there's any correlation between these two lines of works. Therefore, the goal of this study is trying to figure out if there's any relationship between dual M conformation and the dual M bonding with HOC. So we use the pyrene as a model chemical and use two different dual M solution. For the method to investigate the interaction between dual M and pyrene, we use the dialysis bags. The dual M was put inside the dialysis bag, and after the equilibrium, the pyrene concentration inside the bag is the sum of free dissolved pyrene and the pyrene bond with dual M. And the pyrene concentration outside the bag is the free dissolved pyrene. Therefore, the difference, the concentration difference between both sides is the dual M bound pyrene. We used both multi-bag equilibration system, as I talked just now, to investigate the dual M concentration effect on KDOC changes at various conditions like pH and ionic stress. And we also use the regular batch sorption experiment to get a whole isotherm, also to examine the similar water chemistry such as pH, ionic strength, and dual M concentrations. For dual M conformation, we use the dynamic light scattering to measure the dual M size distribution and zeta potential. We also use the atomic force microscopy to observe the dual M aggregate size and heat. Well, using multi-bag equilibration system, we observed significantly dependence of KDOC on dual M concentration. The difference, well, we can see a higher KDOC was observed for low concentration of dual M. And the difference between the KDOC of different concentration of dual M was more significant for acid pH. But the same trend was also observed using regular batch sorption experiment. This is the same experiment using another dual M. In a system with the presence of aluminum acid, aluminum ions, we generally observed the increased KDOC after addition of aluminum. But at the lower concentration of dual M, we observed the opposite results, which means the addition of aluminum results in the decrease of KDOC. Well, the opposite results was also observed using a batch sorption experiment. This is the same results using another dual M. And for dual M size distribution, we observed that for acid pH and with the presence of aluminum acid, aluminum ions, the particle size was increased compared to the particle size at pH 11. And The similar results was also observed using AFM, as we can see from different images. The significant aggregation was observed for pH 4 and with the presence of alveolum. We come to a summary of the results. As we can see, for pyrene DOM interactions, using two experiment design, we observed the same DOM change for the effect of different water chemistry. The decreased pH, increased ion exchange, and decreased DOM results in the increase of KDOC. Well, the particle size distribution, as we observed using DLS and FM, following the trend that the particle size increase with decreased pH and increase with increased ion exchange, and the increase of with the increased DOM concentration. As we can see, the increased particle size is generally correlated with increased KDOC. But for pH effect and ion exchange effect, but not for DOM effect. This is because at acid pH or with the presence of aluminum ions, the original negatively charged DOM molecules were kind of neutralized. Therefore, the DOM molecules can come closer and form organized aggregate. A larger hydrophobic region could formed in these aggregates. Therefore, the sorption with pyrene is increased. As the aluminum concentration further increase, the cross-linking between different molecules were highly increased, and the carbon-based volume could be decreased. Therefore, the hydrophobic region could be shrinked, and results in the decreased KDOC. But for the DOM concentration effect, when the DOM concentration is higher, the zeta potential increased. The aggregation was observed with at a higher DOM concentration was could be resulted from the decreased free space of the DOM molecules. Thus, the DOM molecules could be randomly touched together, and the carbon-based sorption size will be decreased. Therefore, KDOC decreased. So, after conducting these two lines of experiment, we observed that DOM aggregation coupled with increased zeta potential generally results in an increase of KDOC. That means the DOM conformation is probably as important as DOM chemical properties. And before we can go further to predict KDOC more accurately, there's lots of work need to be done, such as the chemical property combined with DOM conformation effect on KDOC, and DOM changes. The DOM conformation changes for the DOM from different origin with the interaction with various of chemicals. Yeah. Okay. Thank you. That's it. As I summarized here, the aggregation only coupled with increased zeta potential can result in the increase of KDOC. Because I escaped the slides. I'm worrying about the time. For the DOM concentration effect, we observed a decrease, further negative values for the DOM condensation with higher DOM condensation solutions.